going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right, checking on our text message board. I got some folks texting us this morning at 504-260-1870. My good buddy Toby gives me a lot of good intel. He's got red, green, silver, and flat on the agenda today. Headed a little farther south, so just hope that the green bridge is open when we get there. Now, let me translate that. He's got red, that would be redfish. Green, that would be bass or green trout. Silver would be the old speckled trout. And flat would be the flounder. So those are the four species he's looking for. And I got to think he's headed to Delacro. That probably would be a good spot to try to cash in on that foursome. All right, we also got our buddy Wingbone over in Wilmer, Alabama. He got nothing going on. Sometimes that's good, Wingbone, to have nothing to do. And someone telling us it's already blowing out the north in Burris. So that's good news. Looks like that west wind is about over with. Front is already through, lower humidity, and a nice little north wind, kind of reminiscent of springtime late fronts. And boy, this is really a late one, but don't expect any cold weather. I mean, we're going to get back up probably to the mid-80s in most areas today. All right, we're going to pause a quick 10 seconds, and then we're going to talk frogs in Louisiana. But first, we'll let our local stations tell you who they are and where they are along the Outdoors with Don DeVue Radio Network. Okay, here in Louisiana, we have kind of a unique situation when it comes to catching bullfrogs and pig frogs, and I'll get to that in a minute. But it's closed for 2 months every year. And this has been, as far back as I can remember, April and May, it's illegal to catch frogs. The rest of the year, they're open game. And for a while, when you were not allowed to use anything that punctured the skin, like the spears or frog grabbers, there was some devices that were spring-loaded, but they really didn't work good. And if you're trying to catch them with a net, a lot of times you'd put the net and it gets stuck on a stump or a log or bushes where the frog's up underneath. You can't really get them with a net unless you're maybe in the open water, in the grass, in a marsh, fresh marsh. But the best way to grab them is just by hand. Put the squeeze on them and put them in the bag, and it's over with. You cannot, as of now, have any firearms in your possession while you're hunting frogs at night. It is illegal. There was a bill, and I talked about this a couple of weeks ago, in the legislature to allow firearms to be carried at night by froggers. I don't know where that stands right now, if it's passed or still being considered. But for now, no firearms while you're frogging at night. There are some minimum sizes. Now, we've got two species of frogs that people catch. You got the bullfrog, which is the bigger one, and then one called a pig frog. Some people call them croak croaks. and they make a little bit different sound. They don't have as deep a voice as the bullfrogs do, and they're smaller. And the minimum size on a bullfrog's got to be 5 inches or larger. Pig frogs, 3 inches. Now, the way you measure a frog is not from the tip of his nose to the end of his legs. It's to his nose to his butt where the legs split. I mean, you know, a frog, you know, is going to certainly be 5 or 3 inches if you count the legs. I mean, frogs are pretty much all mouth, eyes, and legs. But you measure them from the tip of the nostril up there by the nose to the butt. And that's your minimum size. Now, as an exception, if you're on private land, your own pond or somebody's pond, you don't have to worry about the length requirements. But if you're on public areas, open swamp or marsh, you do have to abide by those two sizes. There's no limit. And I've been on frogging trips where we've caught over 100. And I've been on frogging trips where we caught maybe a nice dozen of some nice big fat ones. But it's a lot of fun, and you do it at night with headlights. I threw this question out and haven't anybody answer. What do you find is better conditions for frogging? A full, bright, moonlit night or a dark of the night where there's no moon? Which one do you think the frogs either come out better or they're easier to catch? Anyway, you just need your regular fishing license if you're going to be taking frogs. So that's 504-260-1187 if you want to text me. All right, next weekend, June 7th and 8th, it's the annual Free Fishing Weekend, where it takes part in most of the states. It's kind of a national event, and you do not have to have a license, whether you're a resident or a non-resident, to fish Louisiana when you would normally need fishing licenses, both saltwater and freshwater. Now, you do need to adhere to all the fishing regulations, and the idea of this is you know, if people not sure if they're going to like fishing or they're not sure if they want to get into it, this is kind of the bait where they throw it out there and say, look, you don't have to buy a license. And then when they go and they have a good trip or they enjoy it and they have fun, then they want to do it more and they end up buying licenses. And, you know, licenses is how we support our conservation and research and regulation and measurement and everything else, especially here in Louisiana. We have very little fund that come from any other source than the fishing licenses. And they've got several events that are going to be sponsored next week. And when we come back after this break, I'll kind of run down those for you. We'll be back to talk about the Free Fishing Weekend events. And also, I got a list of rodeos that are taking place next weekend. And also, we're going to talk a little bit later on about the Cajun Heritage Festival and the Bayou Liberty Piro races. They are returning, and I'm a former winner of the Bayou Liberty Piro races way back in the day. All right, we'll be right back to do that after this time out on the Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.